Let it be said of us that we live to be a blessing for life.
Welcome to the Before You Go Morning Show. A great day begins with good coffee, music, and encouragement. Our host, Pastor Tom Cox, shares down-to-earth insight into life's issues through the wisdom of the Bible. This broadcast is brought to you by New Song Church, a place to be loved, encouraged, and taught the Word of God.
Well, good morning. This is Pastor Cox coming to you again from New Song Church. We hope you've had a good set of holidays for Christmas and New Year's. And last week we talked about making commitments, what we want to do in the coming year, and all of that stuff. And so we're going to put all that behind us and get on with letting the Lord help us achieve that which we have dedicated to Him for the coming year. And today I want to share with you, this is Pastor Cox coming from New Song Church, by the way, and we're located on 50 East Madison Street, and we'd like to invite you to come to our church if you don't have a church home. Now, if you have a church home, be faithful to your church, because that's where God has you for a season in your life and maybe there forever, for you to contribute to what God has called you to do. You know, you possess, as believers, you possess certain giftings and talents and traits that nobody else has, and that you're there committed to that body, or wherever God puts you, you're there in that body to be able to fulfill a portion of that body and a member of that body, and to contribute the way God wants you to do that, so that you can fulfill that body, and that body has an assignment from God to be able to do what they need to do in our community. So God bless you in your endeavor. Again, we meet at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, and then we meet at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. Lord bless. Well, let's get started today. You know, I want to talk to you today about grace a little bit. It seems like that the grace message is the message of the hour. You can turn your TV on and hear lots of people talking about grace, and I believe that it's a good message. I believe it's an anointed message, and I believe it is the message of the hour. I believe that God has chosen that to favor His people, or cause His favor to be recognized by His people, because what they need to do is recognize that God's favor is upon our lives. If we don't recognize that, we'll never move in the direction that our Father has intended for us to go. You're going to hear a lot about that from New Song Church, because we believe that God has an assignment for every believer that's ever entered into the kingdom of God. Now, many, many people have never fulfilled their assignment and fulfilled the destiny that God has called them to. Why? Because they never pursued the Father in a manner to know what that calling was in their lives. You know, and when God called you, the Bible says in Romans 11, the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. When God gives you talents and giftings and certain things like that, He's not sorry about that, and He's not going to take that back if you don't fulfill your obligation or that calling that He's called you to. And Peter talks about calling. He talks about, let us make sure of our calling in the Lord. And you know, when you speak of calling, everybody thinks that you're called to the fivefold ministry, to be a pastor or a missionary or something like that, or something to do with the ministry. Well, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about ministry, and we've covered this in the weeks past, but ministry, as far as I'm concerned, is what Ephesians chapter 4, 11 through 15 talks about. The job of pastors and the people in the church that are given leadership positions, and if you want to read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 15, you'll understand what I'm talking about. But when I talk about that, the job of the ministry is to teach people how to do work. And for lack of a better term, we're going to call them lay people. It's just people who haven't been to school for that, who haven't, they don't have a position called pastor or teacher or an evangelist or apostle or prophet, none of that stuff. They don't have those titles stuck on them. But yet Ephesians chapter 4 and 11 through 15 says that our job is that fivefold ministry is to teach and train these people how to do the work of ministry. And I think if we don't do that, we have failed miserably as leaders in the church. And so what we want to do is cover as much ground and take as much time as we can to encourage you out there in radio land, and those of you who know that you have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord of your life and you're part of the kingdom of God, for you to fulfill what God has called you to fulfill. And that's really, really important for you. Well, I want you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8 through 10, and we're going to get started. The name of this thing, and I'm probably going to do a small series on this, but it's called The Flavor of Grace. Pardon me. Now, New Testament grace carries with it, there are three components of grace. And I say that, it's just three terms that grace is used, and one of them is acceptance grace. One is empowering grace. Pardon me. And the other one is saving grace. And the flavor of this displayed grace in our lives determines if people will believe what we are walking in is displaying the grace of God, as Jesus showed us how to do that, or they won't receive it because they don't see the grace that we talk about in our lives. So, in John chapter 1, in verse 14, the Bible said, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth." Then in verse 17, it says this, verse 16 says, "For of His fullness we have received grace upon grace." So in 17, the scripture says, "For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth." And if you had a marginal reference in your Bible there, it said, "came to be through Jesus Christ." Nobody operated in the grace that we operate in and the truth that the church has today. When Jesus spoke in the New Testament, or when He spoke in the Gospels, He spoke to the 12 disciples that were following Him, and He spoke in things that sometimes they didn't have a clue what He was talking about. He spoke prophetically to those guys, but the Bible said when in Acts chapter 1, when the Holy Spirit came and delivered the power in Acts 2, that what Jesus talked about in Acts 1:8, He said, "You shall receive power." What happened in Acts 1 or 2, chapter 2 and verse 1, when the Holy Spirit made His entry onto the earth, then the Bible said it opened their eyes and they began to see what the Lord had been talking about the whole time that He was with them. And He prepared them just for that time. He said, when He told them in Matthew 28, He said the great commission was this, is to go out and disciple people. Preach the gospel and do the things and teach the people to do what I've taught you to do. So that's the fivefold ministry's job. It's never changed. We as men change the gospel, but God never has changed it. That mandate is still from the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, 18 through 20, really. And so that's what He wants us to do. And He gives us this grace thing, acceptance grace, empowering grace, and saving grace. All three, I call it components of grace, but it's just really three different graces that operate in our lives. At times we need for that grace to operate. It's just a way that grace is released in our lives for us to be able to do what God has called us to do. And that's very important for us, is to be able to see that grace works in us. And I just showed you right here in John chapter 1 that grace and truth, I think the New American Standard says, was realized through Jesus Christ, but then a marginal reference in that thing says it came to be through Him. So when you received Jesus Christ, my friend, you received grace and truth. You had the ability to receive the grace and truth, because grace and truth abides on the inside of us. Now, that we have to hear it with our ears. It don't come because God will never override the preaching of the gospel. He said, you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. You have to hear the word of God. The Bible said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What do you mean by that? Well, you can't. Faith it comes alive in us because of the word, because the word produces faith in us for us to be able to do the things that we need to do. And in Ephesians said, grace or faith works by love. And so we see that grace is really an important component in this thing with our walk with God. But we need to show this grace thing to other people. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, or chapter 9, I'm sorry, and verse 9, I think it is, or verse 8, the Apostle Paul said, all grace was given, or all grace has been given to us. So when we say all grace, that means every aspect of grace has been deposited on the inside of us when we became Christians. But my friends, we have to learn how to release that grace or give place to that grace in our lives, the acceptance grace that God has caused us to come in contact with, and the empowerment grace, and that involves the Holy Spirit, and the saving grace, which it has to do with our salvation. To accept by grace and by faith the thing that God has done and told us we could do, it causes us to understand our place in the kingdom of God. Now, I want to go ahead and say that God gives us grace for us to be gracious to other people. Now, we'll talk about that a little later, but the empowerment grace is the grace that displays the power of God in His awesomeness. Now, when I say that God's grace is what we're looking at and what we need here, we have to see in old John 14:12, the greater works ministry, what Jesus said there in John 14:12. Now, some people think that this word is dispensationalized. It was just for the dispensation of when He was on the earth and when the last apostle died. There's no longer any need for that. But I've read Acts chapter 2 and verse 38 and 39 there, and it said it's available to as many as the Lord our God shall call. And He's still calling people into salvation, and the power of God, the grace of God, and the truth of God is still being deposited on the inside of believers. John chapter 14 and verse 12, He says this, that and these works that I do, these greater works that I do, what I have done, He said, greater works than these you'll do in My name. And you know, the church is not doing that. And I have a little pet peeve about that, and you'll forgive me if I get off here a little bit. You know, I see signs in people's yards all the time. Well, God's in control. And I talked to a pastor friend of mine the other day about this, and I thought, you know, what just irritates me about that is that people are blaming God for things that God has told us to take care of. He's given us the authority over things, and we haven't taken our rightful place in chapter 2 of Ephesians. All authority was given to me, He said, and He gave that authority to the church. And He's not going to take it back, and He's not going to interfere. If we let that go on, then it's our responsibility to do something about it. If you let it go on, then you have to live with the circumstances of not doing anything about it, being complacent. And so that's the thing that I want to encourage us about, is that when God said we can do the greater works, my friend, we can do the greater works, because He never told us that we could do these things without equipping us to be able to do what He said from the Word of God. And so this grace that we're talking about here is a supernatural enabling which allows us to do the things that would normally be out of our natural ability or our effort. This grace has distanced itself from the I have to do so-and-so to get God to do something through me. That's not true. All you have to do is learn how to receive that grace and cause that grace to be released in every situation that it needs to be released into. And that's the thing that people don't see. I just say that, man, we have to learn that this grace is there for a reason. It's the attitude that we carry and we have about us that says, and we have to understand this, that, you know, this attitude here is the attitude 1 Corinthians 3:9 says, I'm a co-laborer with Jesus Christ. I can do what he said I can do. And I am led by his Spirit, and I release God's power into earthly situations so people will feel the impact of the supernatural realm. Well, we're going to have to get off of here. We'll talk again next week. God bless. Have a good week. Goodbye.
We thank you for joining us for today's Before You Go morning show. We hope that you were touched by today's conversation. If you have any questions or would like more information about this broadcast or New Song Church, call us at 812-754-1777 or connect with us on the web at www.newsongchurchscottsburg.com.